Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690, and we are very excited to have a guest in the studio, Mr. Seth Riley, and you have a guitar with you, sir.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Yeah, so you are going to be playing here at Hops Around Town Brewfest, is that correct?
That is correct.
So what is your genre of music? How long have you been playing?
I started playing when I was 14 years old. I turned 32 this year. And I guess I really started trying when I was about 21 or so, and then life got busy, as it happens to do. I quit a job in November, and I've kind of had to start playing music as another source of income, but I enjoy it too. And then for genre, I play country music. Most people hear it, they'll say it's red dirt or whatnot, but no, it's all country music.
Well, you got a pickup truck out front, right? So
yeah.
You got it.
I only own three.
Oh yeah, that's about per capita,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's going to be probably my next vehicle. I definitely need something here, but yeah. So you're going to be you're one of a few artists. You're going to be at the event, I would assume.
Yes, sir.
And that, once again, we tell everyone so they can remember and save the date. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going on 2 to 9 in downtown Coffeyville. You just probably look for the most collection of cars there, and you'll probably find the event.
I bet it's not that hard to find. I don't know the cross street, but it'd be that first block east of the Yoke, whatever that cross street is, whatever that is.
Yeah, no, I'm still new to the area. It's going to be one of those tree names. So yeah. they're all tree names down here.
It's not Walnut. It's the next one, I do believe.
Right. So, I know you were over there on our sister station, US 98, playing some stuff. So you have your are you mostly doing acoustic with most of your stuff? Or do you do any electric guitar, that sort of thing? Or what's your favorite instrument?
I own all sorts of instruments, but I've always played an acoustic guitar. And now it's really starting to get popular, but I've always liked the stripped down stuff. Take your favorite rock songs or whatnot, and they strip it down and play it on acoustic, and I've always thought that was really neat.
I see a lot of people doing that on YouTube.
Yeah.
They'll put up, you know, their covers of stuff they're doing, where they're just, they're stripping stuff down, kind of getting it back to the basics almost.
Which I think a lot more people still write on acoustics than maybe you think, that even your rock and roll bands. I know a lot of my friends, most all of them, write on acoustic, and I guess a few on a piano here and there, but I would wager most people's stuff is written on an acoustic.
Yeah. All right, so what song do you have for us today?
I don't know. I guess old honky-tonkin' type song called Try to Be Happy, one of mine.
All right, well, let's do it.
Just no good. We've tried a thousand times to make this work, but it should be a crime. Why don't you go your way and I'll go mine? Because it's plain to see we're at the end of the line. Start whining and moaning, and I get into the beer and I spout off something. Next thing you know, your face is covered with tears. That ain't no good for you and me. Why don't we both move along, get on with our lives and try to be happy? Once was easy, but life got hard. It's like we both forgot how to play the cards. The deck was rigged, but it's a losing game. But we should count our chips, but what a crying shame. Start whining and moaning, and I get into the beer and I spout off something. Next thing you know, your vase is cut.
shovel the tears. That ain't no good for you and me. Why don't we both move along, get on with our lives and try to be happy? 'Cause you start whining in the morning and I get into the beer and I spout off something. Next thing you know, your face is covered with tears. That ain't no good for you and me. Why don't we both move along, get on with our lives and try to be happy? Yeah, let's both move along, get on with our lives and try to be.
Oh, yeah. That was great. That was great.
Thanks, sir.
It's like a Oh Brother, We're Out There moment. You come in the radio station, you play an acoustic set.
Get sing into the can.
And sing in the can. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds real good on the AM radio. Oh, yeah. I like having some music. So that's a taste. That is just a taste of what we got coming up at Brewfest. Seth Riley here on the Mighty 690. That is so darn good. So, and I don't even know... we didn't even get the chance to tell the folks where you're from.
I'm from Welch, by way of about 10 miles south of Edna, Kansas.
Gotcha.
The big mighty metropolises
of
Welch and Edna.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, it shows, you know, it's just like the perfect, you got the great voice for it. I mean, it's just great. And that acoustic guitar sounds excellent.
Thank you. I bought this a couple years ago. I'm pretty proud of it.
It's a nice specimen. Yeah. No, it looks good. Looks like you keep it in good shape. It's nice and clean. Does it not covered in stickers, you know, and all?
Yeah, this doesn't go to campfires and whatnot. I have a beater.
You have a beater for that one. This is the nice one.
This is one we try to go make money with. So
good deal, sir. Well, this is going to be great to have you here. It's going to be Saturday. This coming Saturday. 2 to 9 p.m. And if you're interested, there is a link there on the Chamber of Commerce website. We also have tickets available on the Facebook page as well for this. And it looks like there's going to be, so far, 426 people responded to this. So that is some interest, which is great. And that's the other thing is, people don't realize we had the Metalark Lounge folks on a couple weeks ago that there was an event in Independence, and they were bringing in some local artists. And there's quite a few local artists, local musicians here in kind of the four-state region. I mean, there's a lot more than people think.
Oh, absolutely. That's what, when I really found live music, I was 18, and when I could start going to bars when I turned 21, I found out there was more than just like what was a typical cover band, and I started running into the Tulsa scene, and I found people that played their own music, and then that went into Stillwater, into Oklahoma City, and then I found the local artists around here, you know, Craig Counties, and I know people in Labette County, and that do it too, and I'm like, well, this is cool. I didn't know y'all existed, and here we are. I think social media has helped a lot with it. They've started doing a lot of festivals anymore. Like, the festivals has really pumped up last 10 years, and I think a lot of us have met, and it's been a really cool experience meeting and playing with some of these like-minded individuals.
Absolutely. And once again, this is going to be going on at the Union Pacific Park. That's just diagonal from the station here. It's right across the street from the post office, right?
Okay.
In the Midland and everything. So that's where it's actually going to be. If anyone is listening out there and wants to come out. But yeah, Seth, anything else you'd like to share for us this morning?
No, I don't guess so. I haven't played here in Coffeyville in a couple of years. I got to play the 150th birthday, and been gone for a couple years, as a lot of my friends around might be listening would know, so be good to see some folks and say hello to Coffeyville this weekend.
Good deal. Well, Seth, it's been great to have you in the studio. What a treat. And I always invite you to come back anytime you're in the area. You come and play a song on the radio for us.
Well, thank you. I sure do appreciate it.
All right, and we're gonna get started with Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.